Have you ever walked into a room or a situation and there's drama going on and you can tell right away that stuff just happened? Have you ever been so convinced about what someone should do that would be best for them that you insist that they do it, even though they are reluctant to do it? Have you ever been the person who has been insisted upon by someone else? How's it worked for you? Have any of those situations worked for you? Not very well. When we try to insist, or whether we are insisted upon, or even when we are walking into a room and we get sucked into the emotional vortex of whatever is going on in that room, then that just proves that we are human. Because that's what we do. And it doesn't always work well for us. And so what I'd like to talk to you about today is how to stay calm and present and free in a situation where we are absolutely convinced about how something should go, or we are absolutely being told by someone else how things should go, or we simply walk into a situation and the doo-doo has hit the fan. How do we stay free and calm in this place? This idea is called self-differentiation, which is just a fancy word that basically means stay who you are in the midst of whatever is going on. Stay free. Why is this a challenge? Let's talk about why. We all know these things don't work. I mean, I heard from a few people, even as I was saying these questions at the beginning, there was giggling and there was like, not very well. And yet we still do it. So let's talk for a moment about what it is that creates this tendency that we have to get attached to what somebody else is either wanting or what we want for someone else. The reason is because, as I said, we're human. And part of our humanity is this longing for connection. We all want to connect with the people who we are in proximity to. It is a natural human thing to do. And yet, we also want to remain independent and unique. And who we are, separate. And so we have this push-pull polarity going on within us all the time of, I want to be with you and I want to be separate. I want to be connected with you and I want to be independent. And sometimes it's hard to know what that balance looks like. And it's easy then to get caught in giving too much or wanting too much or insisting too much or being allowed to be insisted upon and coerced. Because we want to be connected. We want people to like us. We want people to love us. We're afraid that if we say no, they're not going to like us anymore. and we're not going to break this connection. And so it can be complicated. And I want you to accept that that is just a reality of humanity, that we have this push-pull energy going on of, I want to be close to you and I want to be independent. I mean, we see it a lot with, especially when we were kids, when we were teenagers, how we all wanted to dress kind of the same as all of our friends so that we would be part of the group. And yet somehow we also wanted to be separate and special. And so this is the dichotomy, if you will, of what I'm talking about. And the German-American philosopher Paul Tillich, which he wrote amazing things, but one of the things he wrote is this: what is most characteristically human about us? It is the tension between the desire to be free, self-identifying and self-choosing, and to be related, to love and to be loved. And we have these two energies. How do we navigate these two different pulls on our longing? Well, I have two ideas for you. The first one is the idea of magician rings. Remember those silver rings that we would see in a magician show, and they, you know, a magician would hold them up and they'd be completely separate, and then you'd put them together and it would look like one ring and there was no separation, and then he would pull it apart and they'd be stuck together. And then he did something magically and they'd be far apart again. Well, imagine those magician rings as us and others. And our goal is not to be separate, because that breaks the connection. And it's not to be so close to another person that either they eclipse us or we eclipse them, so that they aren't seen or we aren't seen, but rather that we are two separate rings with connection, where each one of us can be separate and we can remain connected. So that's one image that I find useful in thinking about this idea of self-differentiation, is these magician's rings. And the other one, which I just came across, it just kind of bubbled up for me recently, is the idea and the name of this talk, which is to share the road, to be connected as we each are on our journey, and yet to stay in our own lane. Maybe it was because I was driving on the highway recently, and there are lots of cars, and some cars are going too slowly because you can sort of tell that they may be freaked out by what's going on with the speed of the vehicles around them. And then there are others that are highly aggressive and just getting all over the place. And the goal is, when those things happen, is to just keep moving. But what happens if, instead of just keeping moving, we have a tendency to try to move faster or get in some other lane? But I think of this as over-functioning, of doing too much. It's the equivalent of us with the magician ring of going in front of the other person. And what happens then is, imagine in your car that you're driving and you see an opening and you dash into it. And what does that do? It cuts off another person and it prevents them from following their road. Or maybe what happens as you're driving is the traffic gets to be so fast that you get overwhelmed. And you have a tendency to slow down. And everybody else overtakes you. Well, if that happens, that's the equivalent of your circle being eclipsed by someone else or something else. The goal is my car sharing the road with other cars, each going at whatever pace makes sense for them, and continuing the journey. We have to trust that the others will find their way, and trust that we will continue ours. And so, to do this, this idea of self-differentiation is this idea was coined by Murray Bowen, the late Murray Bowen, Dr. Murray Bowen. And basically what he suggested is one of our main goals as humans is to define who we are to other people. Our car, my car, my lane, my space. To stay in touch with them. We're sharing the road. And even though there may be tension between the two positions, that we manage our anxiety when it arises. Not if, when. And there are some things that are implicit in this idea. And the most important one for me is the idea that we share the road. That there's an implicit understanding that we are all equal and have equal rights to the space that we occupy. And that means that we don't want people to come into our lane, and we don't want to veer into theirs. Let's think about what happens, what the consequences are if we forget these things. So imagine that we stray into someone else's path. We've already spoken about that or laughed about that at the very beginning of this talk, where as soon as you stray into someone else's path, what happens is you're going to get pushback. You're going to cut them off. You're going to stop their journey. And they're not going to like it any more than when somebody comes into yours. When we become too aggressive and insistent on what someone else should do, then it could be that we become very easily offended when they don't do it. Or we may cut them off because they haven't done it. Or we may go the other way and withdraw from them completely, like, okay, go. I don't want to see you again. And we may find ourselves in that place where we're losing connection. Rather than sharing the road, then we separate. It could also be that people come into our path and we underfunction. That is, we make ourselves small, and this is particularly true for my generation and probably generations before me of women, less so today. But the go along to get along, the be nice, the idea where we exchange our integrity in return for tranquility is something that I know as children. It was like, say that you're sorry to your sister. Go play nicely with your sister. Even though at that time, the sister may be the last person that you're sorry to, and the last person you want to play with. And so what we don't want is to allow others to coerce us to either be like them or to do what they want for us. Again, solid, free, unique, in our own lane. So this whole idea of self-differentiation, stay in your lane, share the road, and keep moving. What's the benefit of what I'm talking about? Well, the first is that we manage our own reactivity when we can be in our own free space. It means that instead of reacting, we can respond with responsibility, rather than reactivity. It means that our response can be a springboard rather than a shotgun. It means that when we do act, we do so from a place of thoughtfulness, objectivity, intention. And that creates an area of emotional safety for us and for the people around us, because they know that if something happens and they come to us with a difficult challenge, that we're not going to react with emotion. We're going to react with responsibility. It's a huge benefit, the idea of being able to stay who we are and free in the midst of crisis. It also means that we are less likely to fall into that vortex of emotion, that room that we just walked into where it's crazy, the busy highway where things are going at speeds that feel wrong. What's true is about this interconnectedness that I speak about almost every week, is that imagine that we have a nest, a net, or even a nest, I suppose, but think of a net or a spider web, something that kind of represents a flexible container. And what's true is we are all part of this interconnected web. If one thing gets all heavy and frustrated and so on, the tendency is to bring everything down, which is why we get sucked in. But imagine if we could remember and be the presence that stays calm in the midst of this vortex, this weight dropping us down. Then our calm will have a tendency to help raise the situation for everyone. And what's true and what we know is that when things are in an anxious state, we don't think as clearly. People don't think as clearly. Decisions get made based on emotion, rather than thought and reasoning. And so there's a greater benefit than just what is happening to us individually. But we can actually be of service to the entire system if we can stay calm in the face of the storm that is threatening to sink our ship, to completely mix metaphors now for today. There's a benefit because we help to contribute to functioning effectively. And so, how do we do this? I want you to think of this road again, and I want you to think of rumble strips. You know those, when you go, you're driving, and you go a little bit off the road, and there's those things that kind of wake you up as you realize that you've gone into another lane or you're about to go off the road. Let that be a picture that is a warning sign for you of either you're veering into somebody else's lane and becoming a little bit too controlling, or trying to control a situation that isn't yours to control. And also, if someone is coming into your lane, listen to the little rumble strips in your brain that go, he's asking me, they're asking me, she's asking me, the company is asking me to do something that doesn't feel right. So think of a rumble strip, because it means that you're in danger of either running over someone or being overrun. And then notice your tendency to engage, either to escalate the situation by going and adding to the drama, or your tendency to engage by becoming smaller and sometimes allowing someone to have their way, even though there's a part of you that feels like it's out of integrity with you. Gavin De Becker, who is the author of The Gift of Fear, wrote, "Watch and wait is better than engage and enrage. Watch and wait is better than engage and enrage. Sometimes silence is the best way to stay in our lane. Sometimes silence is golden. Sometimes not engaging means just acknowledging what the other person says." And the best example of this is when Jesus, the best example that I can think of, is when Jesus was brought to trial, and he had been tried by the religious leadership, the people had condemned him, and now the Roman leadership basically said, "They say you're the king of the Jews. Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus was smart enough at that point to realize that there was no dialogue going on. It's not like any answer he gave was going to likely work. And so he said, "You say that I am." He didn't engage at all, because it was a non-winnable argument. And how often do we do that? Not me, man. I want to get in there and defend my position, explain my position, tell them exactly what they should be seeing, because obviously this is the right way, and none of it matters, because they were seeing one thing, Jesus was seeing something different, and there was no discussion. So instead, he stayed in his lane and true to himself, simply saying, "That's your opinion." It's a really powerful idea. Then, when you're in that place, you become less of a victim and more of a, "What can I do about this situation that can make it better?" rather than, "Why are they doing things to me?" And so, whether you are veering out of your lane or someone's coming into your lane, think of this rumble strip. And here are a couple of things that you can try. You've heard some of them from me before. One is, be a funnel, not a sponge. Observe it. Don't take it in. Keep on your road. Notice the crazy whatever they may be doing on the road. Keep on your path. Be a funnel, not a sponge. Also known as be an observer, not an absorber. Observe, see, notice, keep going. Think Teflon, non-stick, not Velcro, hard to get apart. Think rumble strip. Stay in your lane. There is freedom in self-differentiation. Recognize that there are other cars on the road and they have equal right to be there. So share the road. But don't let anyone cut you off. Don't cut anyone else off. Stay in your lane. Keep going on your journey. Diane, you're laughing. You had an issue on the Patello Bridge. Tell me later. Or you can come up and tell us now. Share the road. Stay in your lane. Use the rumble strips. And keep on your journey. That's my message for you today. It is the road to freedom, and you are born to be free.